This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute Sunday to the nation's war dead on the eve of his first Memorial Day as the country's commander-in-chief. Speaking from his home state of Delaware, Biden said, "We must remember the price that was paid for our liberties." He continued, "We must remember the debt we owe those who've paid it and the families left behind. My heart is torn in half by the grief." Biden delivered remarks on the sixth anniversary of the death of his son, Beau, who served as a major in the Delaware Army National Guard, including a tour of duty with U.S. forces in Iraq. Beau died of cancer in 2015. The president spoke about the ravages of grief over lost loved ones and the promise of healing. He spoke of the pride of service to the country, saying, "The American creed is the connective tissue that binds us." Far-right party leader Naftali Bennett threw his crucial support Sunday behind a unity government in Israel to unseat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in what would be the end of a political era. Bennett's decision, which he announced in a televised address, could enable the opposition chief to put together a coalition and hand Netanyahu his first election defeat since 1999. Israel has held four elections since April 2019. They all ended with no clear winner and left Netanyahu and his rivals short of a parliamentary majority, with the veteran leader remaining in office as head of a caretaker government. Netanyahu's rivals have cited the prime minister's ongoing corruption case as a main reason why Israel needs a new leader, arguing he might use a new term to legislate immunity to shield himself. Netanyahu denies the corruption charges. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The chief editor of a popular internet news site in one of Belarus's largest cities has been detained on suspicion of extremism. The arrest Sunday of Hrodna Life editor Alexei Shota comes amid a crackdown on independent journalists and opponents of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. The publication focuses on Belarus's fifth largest city, Grodno. City police said the website, quote, posted information products that were duly recognized as extremist. They did not give details. Shota has collaborated with the country's most popular internet portal, which authorities closed this month after arresting 15 employees. Belarus's crackdown escalated a week ago with the arrest of a dissident journalist. Dozens of protesters marched through Kiev on Sunday in support of the Belarusian anti-government movement. The rally was organized by local activists and the Belarusian diaspora in the Ukrainian capital. Some protesters at the rally say they left Belarus to avoid the regime's harassment. The protesters waved white, red, white flags of the Belarus opposition and chanted, "Live long Belarus," a chant that became widely known during the mass protests in Minsk and other Belarus cities last year. Belarus has been subject to EU and U.S. sanctions since President Lukashenko cracked down on pro-democracy protests after a disputed election late last year. Tensions are running high Sunday in southeastern Nigeria as a former separatist region commemorates when more than a million people died in war and famine in the late 1960s. The indigenous people of Biafra, the leading separatist group, is remembering war victims over 2 days with a candlelit march Sunday and a strict order for people to remain indoors on Monday for their own safety. Some streets were already totally empty on Sunday as residents stayed indoors a day after the killing of two Air Force personnel by unidentified gunmen. Two record-breaking mountain climbers have returned safely from the summit of Mount Everest, where climbing teams have struggled with bad weather this year and a coronavirus outbreak. Arthur Muir, a retired attorney from Chicago, has become the oldest American to scale the mountain. He is age 75. Also, Tsang Yin Hung, a teacher from Hong Kong, is now the fastest female climber of the world's highest peak. She reached the summit from base camp in 25 hours and 50 minutes. There are only a few days of good weather left on Mount Everest this year, and climbing was closed last year due to the pandemic. Nepal is currently in lockdown, battling its worst surge so far of COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.